gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude.
You're with me again. We're going to go ahead and take a car ride. These are most needed. It's a moment of clarity, a moment of raw input. This is the moment where things just come out of my mind into the universe without a lot of premeditation. And now it's good to plan. It's good to plan, prepare. But part of Honey Love with the Tea, the podcast on healing the mind, body, and spirit, my open diary to you, I'm sharing is the rawness, is the realness, is the emotional input, is the logical standpoint that comes from it, is the growth, the passion, the knowing that I have for the things that I talk about, live through, and experience. So you're taking a car ride with me, and I just want to let you know that stress is trying to fit something into your narrative. That forceful action, you might not be taking physical action, but that forceful mental and emotional action to make something fit into what you think something should be is stressful. We got to think outside of the box when we think about managing, controlling, releasing, and being stress-free. Because sometimes we think certain things are allowing us to be free and we're doing good in our progress, but we're holding on to other things that we know that just don't fit. Not only are we holding on to these things that don't fit, but we're trying to force them into what we think things should be. We're trying to force them to change into the narrative that we've created in our minds, or that we've allowed ourselves to be willed into. So the concept of stress can take on many hats, can look like many things. We just have to be able to identify all of those things so that we are truly free. The mental and emotional turmoil that comes from trying to force things is just as detrimental as physical stress, and if not more, because the mental and emotional is what drives the body to be out of sync, to no longer be harmonious. that activates those stress hormones in your body, these mental and emotional actions, these mental and emotional turmoil, that causes those stress hormones to kick off in your body, causing literal physical ailment and disease. So my own personal experience tells me that. Science says that too. But until you live it or living it, it'll never be as real to you as it could be. See, my motherfucking problem is I can see myself. I see myself being logical. I see myself being emotional. I literally can be on the outside looking in and say, I need to fix that. I know that's not right. I know I'm forcing something that just will not fit. But I still, something's in me that still wants to pick at it and see if the answer will change. The answer doesn't change. Sometimes you don't even get the answer. Because the answer that you're looking for example, from someone else to fit your narrative, you already have the answer. That's the only reason why you're asking. That's the only reason why I'm asking, because I already have the answer. I just want it to be different. But why do I want it to be different? The truth is always enlightenment. The truth is always healing. I don't need nobody else to admit to me nothing that my intuition already knows. So the mental and emotional turmoil that I'm putting on myself is only causing me more problems. The other person is free. The other situation is free. They're not worried about me on that level. Because when I say I'm good, people want to just take that, because nobody wants to sit in that mud with you for that long. So like I said, you're taking a car ride with me, so you hear the background, but this is my rawest, truest moment. And that mental, I'm going to say it again, that mental and emotional turmoil that you're causing yourself, just like I do sometimes, is only detrimental to you. And it's detrimental more so than physical ailments, because a lot of times the emotional and mental effects that you take place in or, you know, cause is what's causing physical imbalances within the body that form disease, that make disease worse, that counteracts the treatments or medicines or herbs or good foods or good fun and sunshine. It counteracts those things that you're trying to do. You're creating more imbalance. You're creating a longer time period of healing. So today, you know, a lot of times on my episodes, I'm just talking about our emotional difficulties. But today, I'm talking about everything, the mind, the body, and the spirit. When your mind right, your body can be right. When your mind right, your spirit is free. When your mind right, whatever emotional upheavals come to play, you're able to logically handle that. Your spirit shines from the inside out. And all of that has to do with energy and the way that you feel about yourself. Trying to make something fit that doesn't fit is stressful. So my advice for that is to literally move on, or figuratively. You got to move on in some form or fashion. If you're not moving on physically, being done, you have to mentally move on. We cannot sit in one place with something that's not working. So when you move on mentally, you're finding what peace you have in that situation, and you're dwelling on that. This is not pushing down the things that you can't fit. This is creating health for yourself. Focus more on the peace that you have. Focus more on the affirmatives that you have. Focus more on the balances that you have that allow you to continue to be in whatever situation. Because if you're not going to get up and go, then what's the reason for trying to make something in that situation fit whatever you're thinking? It's only causing you stress and strife. It's not doing anything else. So when you're trying to fit a key into a lock, and that key doesn't belong to that lock, it wasn't made, crafted, or carved for that lock, what are you doing to the lock? You're stressing it the fuck out. The grooves are going to get messed up. It's going to be loose. It's not going to fit for the key that belongs to it because you've stressed it out. So that's the same thing you do to your body when you're trying to fit something that doesn't fit. You have to move on. And it takes time. You're going to have there's opportunities where you're going to have moments where you backslide. You say you're done and over with. You're not going to bring it up again. You're not going to think about it again. You're not going to ask the questions that you already have the answers to again. But then you get in an emotional state where things just start to pile up again. And sometimes you can't help yourself. Because it's still a little bit of that in you that the answer is going to be different. The answer is going to fit the most beneficial answer that I've created in my mind. It's not going to fit that other thing that I don't want. It's not going to do that anymore. It's going to fit that most beneficial thing that's going to make me happy and bring me some type of temporary joy. That's what the answer is going to be this time. Because there's still a little bit of that in you. So you're going to backslide. But when you backslide and go back through it again, then you're going to be mad at yourself because ain't shit changed. Because it just don't fit and it's not going to fit. The key is not going to fit, so you need to somehow move on for your own physical health, for your own mental health, for your own emotional health, for your own spiritual well-being. It's hella hard to accept that things don't fit. In that part too, that's an area of you trying to hold on and have control over things that you don't have control over. You don't have control over the next person, what they feel, believe, think, and even what they say to you. You don't have control over that. We try to make shit fit by asking things a certain way, asking it a different way, not saying nothing at all, but alluding to, insinuating, making assumptions. We can't do any of that. We don't have control over any of that. Just like others don't have control over us. We have control over our emotional state, our responses, the way in which we act out, the things that we accept and don't accept, the things that we want to partake in and don't want to partake in. It's hella hard sometimes too, depending on your journey, your walk, to accept truths. We have to accept things for what they are, for what we see them to be, from what we've experienced them to be, and we can't try to change things or people, because that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're talking about right now, us trying to make their answer fit our perfect narrative. We have to lose also expectations. We got a whole lot of expectations. And expectations ain't nothing but insecurities. And that's also a way of you trying to control. All this shit creates stress, unnecessary, unwanted, unneeded conflict. I don't know about you, but I want to learn consistently and be in this energy of accepting things for what they are, because you know who they are. Accepting yourself for who you are, because you've experienced these things before. You know your patterns, just like the next person sees and knows your patterns. You know your patterns too. So, stress is trying to make things fit your perfect narrative. And if they don't fit, trying to force that fit is creating emotional and mental turmoil that eventually is going to cause disease, ailment, or make worse. The mind, body, and spirit work together. So we have to let go and we have to move on, whether it's your mental mindset or if it's a physical moving on. There has to be some type of movement, because sitting in that place of wanting to force fit something is only causing detriment to you and nobody else. Gratitude, Lady Elsie.